I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to talk about breastfeeding. As far as the medical establishment is concerned, for advocates like the La Leche League, for millions of moms around the world through the ages, there is no doubt breast is best. Breastfeeding is the best way to ensure the well-being of both mother and child, both physically and emotionally. But just because it's natural doesn't mean it's easy. Contrary to those blissful, warm, fuzzy images of happy moms and happy babies that you see in those parenting books, here's a newsflash, people. It's hard work. And for many new mothers trying to balance many responsibilities in a fast-paced world, the responsibility can bring on an array of wildly conflicting emotions. Those feelings are explored in a new book, Unbuttoned, a collection of essays about breastfeeding. And joining us now to talk about it is Maureen Connolly. She's one of the co-editors of Unbuttoned. We're also joined by Patricia Berry, author of one of the essays in the book. And as always, our regular Tell Me More parenting contributor, Jolene Ivey. She's one of the co-founders of the parenting support group, The Mocha Moms. Welcome, ladies, moms.
Hey, Michelle.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Jolene, let me start with you. Five boys. Did you breastfeed all of them?
This
is not a contest, but for how long?
Well, I breastfed all of them. The first one, I felt a lot of pressure from my family and maybe from society to wean him by the time he was a year. And I did. But the others, I was like, well, good grief, this is my baby. Who cares what they think? And I did nurse them all longer, somewhere between a year and a half to 2 years each.
What do you mean you felt a lot of pressure? I'm intrigued by like why people feel a need to weigh in on
you
how
know,
long you breastfeed your child.
People
I'm sorry.
Feel the need to weigh in about everything that has to do with your baby. I know I had a big fight with my brother about the circumcision issue. So why he thought that was his business is a mystery to me.
I'm going to ask him next time I see him. Maureen, how did you get the idea for this book?
Well, my first book is called The Essential C-Section Guide, and it's sort of the reality testing guide to having a C-section. And my co-editor, co-author, and I sort of thought, okay, what's next for us? And breastfeeding was the most obvious, purely because we felt, like so many other women, that, you know, all those how-to books made it seem so attractive and easy, and, you know, you can do it too. And from what we were hearing from lots and lots of women was that's just was not the case. And so I thought, you know what, this will just be a great opportunity for women to tell their stories, the real stories, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The real stuff. According to the Centers for Disease Control in 2007, 70% of American mothers were breastfeeding their babies, at least at the beginning stage of life. And I don't know about any of you, but I don't think my mother breastfed. I mean, they were told back in the day that you know, formula was better or was more modern or something of that sort. What about you all? Did you all have breastfeeding role models? Pat, what about you?
No, my mother didn't breastfeed.
No.
I mean, there were plenty of role models, certainly plenty of women friends and family who chose to breastfeed.
Maureen, what about you?
I'm the oldest of three girls, and so I was born in the 60s, and certainly there were other moms, women breastfeeding, but my mom didn't, you know, Irish Catholic, and just sort of listened to what the doctor said at the time, and they made it seem like formula was just like the thing, you know, it's just, this is the best thing you can do for your baby, and it just sort of blows me away how far we've come, you know, so I was not breastfed.
Jolene, what about you?
My mother was a renegade to start with. Here's a white woman. In the 50s, she married my dad and lived in D.C. She was a little bit different, and she remembers sitting on the front porch nursing me, and it was dusk. You would have to walk all the way onto our porch to see what she was doing, and a neighbor did just that and came and yelled at her, and she told him to go back to his own house, and he wouldn't know what she was doing.
Oh, my goodness. So, Maureen, what is it about breastfeeding that you think allows other people to feel that they can participate in your decision, number one? But number two, was it hard to get women to tell the real deal?
Yeah, I'm sort of stymied by it myself. You know, I tend to think that it starts with pregnancy. I mean, you all know how that goes. You know, you're on the elevator looking super pregnant and people are reaching out and touching your belly and sort of saying, oh, any day now. And I remember saying, no, gosh, I've got 3 months to go, you know, but thank you. And then it kind of goes from there. You know, you have your baby. And I guess because everybody has some sort of experience, I mean, on some level with it, meaning like, you know, other women who are commenting, they want to share their own wisdom and advice. And I think most of it is helpful to some degree, But people don't always want to hear what everybody else has to say. And that's kind of what I hear from my other friends as well. It's just sort of like, oh, my gosh, you know, I formula fed and I was given a hard time. I breastfed and someone, you know, my mom thought it was weird. And so, but as far as getting women to open up, it wasn't a problem at all.
The book addresses a number of issues. I think some that many people will have thought of readily and some that they won't. It talks about latching on, just starting. It talks about people who've had difficulties, people who trying to balance breastfeeding with demanding job situations. Pat, your essay is titled Because I Don't Want To, which pretty much sums up what it's about. Tell me
pretty
about
much.
Your essay.
You know, I did hope to sort of travel under the radar with this, and it's sort of not working out that way. It has really turned out to be an explanation to my children, my daughters, of why I made the choice that I did and made it three times. And I don't particularly regret it because in my heart of hearts, I knew that breastfeeding was not something I felt comfortable with. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. And I felt that having children and taking care of my children in other ways, that I would find a way to make it up to them, that it was important that I not feel even more stress with parenting than I needed to or that I felt I needed to.
In the essay, you're pretty upfront about the fact that you don't blame your mother, you don't blame the media. It's not that you didn't know about all the data surrounding breastfeeding. It's exactly as the title said. You just didn't want to. With the benefit of some hindsight, can you say why you think you didn't want to?
I had a physiological or mental reaction to the notion of suckling a child. I'm even saying the word. It's not. It was not a process that I wanted to follow, and I didn't feel as though I needed to explain it to anybody.
Well, your husband didn't agree with your decision,
didn't.
Which is something that's actually a fairly painful passage in the essay where you talk about your husband was not pleased.
No, he wasn't. And that I think that sort of surprised me. I don't maybe that's different. I guess it is different today, but I know that there have been times that men were sort of maybe even jealous of the whole notion of breastfeeding. That wasn't definitely not where my husband stood. And my greatest ally, as I also write about it, was my mother-in-law, who was perfectly happy to talk about how her son was not treating me very well over the whole subject, and that, you know, once we discussed it, we could put it to rest and move on, and she felt that would be fine. So it was sort of a nice... a nice connection to have.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're talking about breastfeeding. It's our regular conversation with the moms, and our guests are Maureen Connolly. She's co-editor of the book Unbuttoned, a collection of essays about breastfeeding. Patricia Berry, one of the contributors to the book, and our regular mom's guest, Jolene Ivy. Maureen, what were some of the other scenarios that your authors wrote about that perhaps surprised you as life experiences?
Well, I still find the essay by Darren Eller. She writes about her adopted daughter and the fact that even someone who's, you know, as someone who's adopted a child who I guess socially people don't necessarily know or expect them to be breastfeeding their daughter or child, but she actually knew that it was possible, that she could take a drug that would get her milk to come in. So anyway, her essay is actually really amusing. I mean, she sort of starts out by saying how she lied on the playground. That one of the women she was sitting next to said, oh, you know, did you wean your daughter? And she said, oh, yes, she's weaned, and sort of went and lapsed into this whole lie. And she thought, oh, my God, what am I doing? You know, I feel such pressure to sort of play off this thing as, you know, that would make me a better mother. And so I just kind of found that fascinating. Every time I read that, I sort of think about, gosh, you know, if she felt that, I mean, we're all feeling a certain amount of pressure. And a lot of these essays speak to that.
There are a number of essays about women who are working in the paid labor force and trying to balance being in the paid labor force with the responsibility of breastfeeding, which is constant. I mean, anybody who's ever tried to manage this, you know, knows that it depends on the kind of work that, you know, one does. But you have an essay by a former colleague of mine, Dawn Porter, who is an attorney in the news division at ABC News. Part of her job was to help journalists work through legal issues surrounding their work, but it's still kind of a demand business. And she talks about how she and some of the other women in her part of the building tried to kind of commandeer some space so that they could try to keep it going with their breast pumps. But this does lead to this question of whether the our kind of legal and social framework offers space for women to manage those dual responsibilities. So, Maureen, I don't know if that came up in the course of collecting essays for the book.
Yeah. It sort of, I mean, goes back to this idea where, you know, we have our own government, you know, who spent millions of dollars on a campaign to get the word out about how wonderful breastfeeding is and how it's, you know, so important for your child's health. I don't know if you women recall seeing that ad where there was like a 9-month pregnant woman riding a mechanical bull. It's sort of tagged with, you know, you wouldn't do this while you were pregnant. Well, then why wouldn't you not breastfeed? And it wasn't very well received by a lot of people.
And if I saw it, I blocked it out. I don't remember it.
Yeah, it was just sort of like, you got to be kidding me. And I, the reason I say that is because, you know, you can preach all you want. And I, as a journalist myself who's been on staff at Parenting, I mean, I sort of preach about the values of breastfeeding. But at the same time, you know, people aren't following up, meaning the corporate world, and sort of making it doable for women.
And speaking of that, as a takeaway, Maureen, did you have a takeaway? Was there something after you had collected these essays that changed your thinking about breastfeeding or what or the way women are living their lives?
I'm just sort of thrilled that we've started this dialogue, you know, the sort of reality testing that's so needed. And I think, you know, when women read this book, it's almost like they're getting reassured that, yes, oh my gosh, you know, I did give up after 6 weeks and I'm not a loser mom. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, I'm not fit to be a mother or I love my child any less. And for people who decided not to nurse and then the people who do, I mean, there are beautiful essays in there. I don't want to, you know, the takeaway to be that this book sort of is the anti-breastfeeding book because it's anything but. I just think it celebrates, you know, all sides of it.
Well, there are no one point I would make is there are no women with what I would call blue collar jobs in this collection. There are no women who are, say, metro bus drivers, for example, who are, you know, subway train engineers or who work on shifts or who work on an assembly line. I was curious about that experience. And was it just because you didn't know anybody who was
article,
a writer who could express that experience in a way that was interesting?
I sort of went to writers I knew, partly. I mean, half of them live and reside in Montclair, New Jersey, and that was because, you know, the book publisher gave us a certain amount, and we knew that we had to find, you know, 25 people who could do the job and get it done for very little money. So that was the reality of it. I think if I were doing a reporting piece on breastfeeding, I certainly would have reached out to just, you know, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic status. So for sure, and if there's any way to include, you know, I'd love to hear what.
And Pat, your essay ends on a kind of a wistful note. You write, "If I do have a regret, it's that my daughters won't have me as a positive role model when it's their turn to think about feeding their babies. And if after weighing their options, they choose not to nurse, I don't want to hear one word that might cause them stress." But you also say, "Do I think they should breastfeed my grandchildren? Yes, I do. I would like them to try, at least." Was it hard to write those words?
Yes, it wasn't there in the first version. For me, it was bravery, and I didn't have it then. I thought it was pretty brave to have children, and that was something that I'm able to do now is to look back and say, could I have been a little bit braver? Well, maybe. And would I like to be able to offer my kids the support to do things differently? Sure. Am I going to be a role model for them, and they might choose not to breastfeed because of my choice? That's the risk I took. So, yes, it was a little wistful.
Jolene, final thought. Now, you've got 5 boys. So you don't have a daughter to worry about, but you probably have daughters-in-law.
I hope I have a few daughters-in-law, and I hope that they eventually all love me very much. Yes, many years down the road. But, you know, with my boys, they look at the way I've done things. You know, I was home with them for many years. I breastfed all of them. They were cloth diapers, most of them. And they think this is normal. And so I've heard them say, oh, well, when I have kids, my wife is going to do X. And they would say something that I'd done. And I always tell them, wait a minute, that's not your choice. That's your wife's choice. And I don't let them have that attitude, or I try to block it, of their babies must be born at home or anything. I do say, oh, the only thing that I'll hold on to is it would be nice if she'd breastfeed the kids.
Do you have any final words of wisdom for women who might be listening to our conversation who are struggling with this, who find it harder than they thought it was going to be, who may be afraid or
Oh, it hurts, and it's going to be harder than you think it's going to be, but it's worth it if you can do it even for a little while. However much you can do is good, and however much more you can do is better. But that doesn't mean that you should let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
All right. Maureen, any final thought from you about a word of wisdom, for example, for a woman who's listening to this conversation who might think it much harder than she had envisioned?
Yeah, I guess
the blissful people
that
we don't have to worry about. They're fine.
Well, you know, maybe if we could just do a little bit better at reserving judgment, you know, meaning among mothers, and sort of look to have more of a kinship. I know there tends to be, you know, we put each other, or sometimes the media puts each other in different camps, you know, the breastfeeders, the non-breastfeeders, the stay-at-home, the working moms. And so I just think, you know, moving forward, it just wouldn't be great if we could all just get along, as my co-editor says in her essay. I guess that's my parting words.
How about you, Pat? Final thought?
Only that never underestimate the validity of your feelings. I just think it's important to know yourself and to know what you're capable of. And if there are hurdles, you know, measure them up and decide which ones you want to take.
Patricia Berry's essay, Because I Don't Want To, appears in the new collection of essays about breastfeeding. It's called Unbuttoned. Co-editor Maureen Connolly was also with us. Pat and Maureen both joined us from WBGO in Newark. We were also joined by Jolene Ivey, a regular Tell Me More parenting contributor. She joined me from our studios in Washington. You can find out more information about Unbuttoned at the Tell Me More page at npr.org. Ladies, moms, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends, and now we'd like to hear from you. Are you a mom who's ever struggled with the decision about whether to breastfeed or not? Did you find advice from others helpful or just intrusive? Do you have your own story that you'd like to share? To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name and tell us where you're from. Or you can visit our website at the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.